come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands.
Oh.
We give you the glory.
Hallelujah. Put those hands together and praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. And we will praise you for the rest of our days. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and being glad in it. I don't know where you are, but you might as well just go ahead and shout to the Lord. Go ahead and give God some praise. Give God some glory. Give God some honor, because he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome God, and this is a great day. My friend Reggie Brown used to say it's a great day to be alive. I thank God that he saved me, that he picked me up, he cleaned me up, that he turned me around, that he put my feet on solid ground. I thank God for his mercy, his grace. Anybody thanking God today? Is there anybody grateful today for the great things that God has done in your life and is doing in your life? I'm excited. I'm excited about today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am excited about today's service. I welcome you. I welcome you. We welcome you. I am Pastor Rebecca Simmons, myself, my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. We welcome you to the sanctuary, to the virtual sanctuary on today. We thank God for you. We thank God for you stopping in the middle of the week to get a word from God, to worship God with us. My God, to be joined together with us on one accord as we go before the Lord to worship him first and then to seek his face to see what he has to say to us, his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't let this be a substitute for church on Sunday, but definitely come on over every single Wednesday and fellowship with us. Amen. We would love to have you. And we're just so excited about the thousands of you that are coming to the virtual sanctuary to be a part of this service. Amen. So I pray that you feel welcome. I pray that you feel welcome. Tell somebody else about the service. Tweet somebody, text somebody, Facebook somebody. Get on the phone and let somebody know that every single Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon, New Creation Christian Ministries Church is on the web, amen, and on your phone, amen. And they could come in by website or they could come in by phone, amen, hallelujah. Well, I tell you, I'm ready for the word. I'm ready for the word. There is a word from God today. So let us put our hearts together and sing a song to the Lord. Let us worship God. And as the song is going forth, just go ahead and sing. Sing with the song. Sing at the top of your lungs. Sing to the Lord. Touch heaven with this song. Amen. As we sing together on one accord, thank you, Lord. And right after this song, the very next voice that you hear will be that of Pastor Anthony Simmons with a right now word from the Lord. I'm excited because I need a word. Anybody need a word? Does anybody out there need a word? Amen. So let's go into the song. And right after the song, we're coming back with the preach word. Hallelujah.
That
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for me. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It is a wonderful day. I heard your utterance earlier. Good day to be alive. Hallelujah. That's why we say hallelujah, which is the highest praise, because our God is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of all honor. And he is worthy, amen, of all glory. So I thank God that his train still fills the whole earth. Glory be to God. So I just thank God for this opportunity to come to God's people, just sharing a brief word, amen, a word of exhortation, a word of empowerment, as God puts it in my spirit, amen. It's wonderful how God ministers to us first and foremost. And just the word of God, I was in my prayer closet this morning, and God just ministered to me mightily. On my way out the door in the busyness of my life, I took the last 5 minutes of my morning and I prayed, and God met me, Pastor, in a mighty way. And we need to know that through the busyness of life, God is able to perform miracles. God is able to give you what you need in a time in which you need it. God will never leave you nor forsake you. God is able. We heard that word on Sunday through our pastor, Rebecca Simmons. God is able to do the impossible. So I want you to be encouraged today. I want you to just be on purpose for the things of God. And we thank God that you tuned in to us today. I believe that there's a word from the Lord he has placed in my spirit. If you have a Bible, if you can click on something and pull up a Bible text, I'm coming from the book of Ephesians chapter 2 today. Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, and it's just a wonderful thing that he shares with us to the glory of God. Let me pray very briefly as I get into this word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you rebuke every devil. Thank you for the technology in this medium that we use, Lord, to bring forth your word. We thank you, Lord, even as we're at work, we're at home. Many people are doing many things, but we thank you that we took time out to come hear from you. Now, Lord, you minister to us. Give us ears to hear, hearts to receive. And, Father God, get the blessing as you sow this seed into our life in due season. We pray this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2. There's so much that I want to read, but I want to start at that sixth verse, and I'll try to elaborate on some of the other verses. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says, "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms or heavenly places in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Help us, Holy Ghost. Not by works, so that no man can boast or brag. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." Somebody say good works. Amen. "Which God prepared in advance for us to do." Good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I am amazed in this hour in which we're living with so much happening in so many people's lives that God speaks to us through the Apostle Paul to the church of Ephesus and reminds us that we are seated with Jesus in heavenly realms or heavenly places. The first thing I want to say to you today is that you are seated above your negative situation. You are seated above bad circumstances which may be happening in your life. You are seated above negative people and negative influences that may try to hold you back or hold you down or keep you in prison and keep you bondage from not fulfilling the plan of God which is on your life. I came to announce to the devil and to you that you were born to win. That's what I'm talking about today. We were born to win. We were not born to lose. We were not born to fail. But we were born to win. God says, "Before I formed you in the belly, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." That simply means that before your mother conceived you, oh glory, God knew you. I am so blessed by God because conception means the beginning. To be conceived, meaning that's the starting point. But our God is even before that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I wish somebody catch that in the spirit realm. The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And in the beginning, God was before the beginning. So I get excited when I read verses of scripture like this, that before the foundations of the world, he says in chapter 1, God prepared works in advance for you and I. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That's why we got to know, just as you and I got saved, and I pray that everybody listening to me is saved, if you're not saved, before the broadcast is over today, give your life to Christ and watch what God do with that life. But before we got born again, before we got regenerated, before we gave our life over to Christ, it took faith to believe the word of God, according to Romans 8, that if we, Romans 10, that if we believe with our hearts, within our hearts, and confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved. He went on to say, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And through many of the epistles, Paul writes the argument to remind us, it's not by your works, it's not by your legalistic ways, it's not what we do on a daily basis, but simply by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, the power of God, you and I are saved. Hallelujah. You ought to get excited about that alone. That's why you are seated above your negative situation. You are seated above everything that's trying to hold you at bay. You are seated above what you see that is fact. God is saying to you and I today that you were born to win. The enemy comes to make you and I feel like a failure. My wife and I like to give the testimony that this is our second and final marriage. And we celebrated 16 years this year of marriage. And the first 7 years was trying. The latter seven was real good. And the last two were just excellent. It gets gooder and gooder, better and better. And I'm here to tell you, wherever you are today, many of you are going to a job that you hate, a job that is not fulfilling, a job where you feel as though you're underpaid. And the enemy trying to remind you how much of a failure you are in spite of the degree, in spite of your experience, in spite of what you want to do with your life. We're stuck in a relationship. We don't think it's growing. We don't think it's going anywhere. We're not happy on a daily basis with the person that is our soulmate or our life partner or our husband, our wife. And God is saying, you were born to win. That is not the end of your story. I determine the end at the beginning. Hallelujah. According to the book of Revelation, God already determined that you and I are victorious. God has already determined that you and I are successful in every area of life. God has already determined for you and I that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And I'm so blessed that Paul wrote this, that we, although we, our feet is by gravity on this earth, we wake up in a natural body, but we are a spirit. This body is just carrying around our spirit, and we have a soul, our emotions, our feelings, our opinions, what we think. And God is saying to you today, you are seated above everything that the enemy tried to plant in your life to let you feel as though you were not born to win. It grieves me sometimes when young people are trying to get their college degree and so all of a sudden there's a glitch in the tuition. There's a revoke of the scholarship or the family can't come through with the tuition money anymore. And all of a sudden that degree, they have the academic excellence, they have the desire and the ability, they have the fortitude, they have the attitude, they want to go forward and become something in life, and all of a sudden the money is not there. They already accumulated some college credit. They have a desire to get their degree. They want to go straight through school, and sometimes the enemy tries to come. Now that you have a job, now that you're no longer in school, now that is not no longer a dream for you. The devil is a liar, young people. The devil is a liar if you're older and you're going after higher education. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Delay does not mean denied. Some people have been called to start a ministry, and the people of God did not agree with your calling, did not agree with your vision. It's almost like they usurp your authority and almost like people came against you and you simply tried to do the will of Almighty God. But I'm here to tell you today, if you're called to be a pastor, you are a pastor. If you're called to be an evangelist, the fivefold ministry, walk in that regardless of what you see in your natural eye. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing through the word of Almighty God, which you are doing right now. Dust that dream off. pick up that vision back again and remind yourself who you are in God today. Paul reminds us who we are, that we were born to win. And a few verses later, he says, why? He says, why? Listen to what it says. I'm going to read it again. He says, oh, it's so wonderful. Verse 8. Verse 7. Seated us in heavenly places and heavenly realms in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace. That's why when people look on your life and know what you're going through and still see the activity of your daily life moving towards the things of God, they're seeing the grace of God on your life. They're seeing divine favor of God on your life. They're seeing the glory of the Lord that's evident in you and through you and on you. So keep doing what you're doing. Wake up, dust yourself off, pray without ceasing, and move forward by faith, and watch what God do in due season for your life. Hallelujah. Oh, I see the harvest. I see the crops. I see the increase. I see the abundance. When the prophet Elijah told his servant, go up to the sea, there was no rain for 3 years. Everything was shut up. Everything was dried up. No crops, no food, no water. And he said, go up and look, because I prayed that for God to stop the rain. Now I'm praying for God to send the rain. Hallelujah. Please believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. And the Bible says Elijah prayed, and the servant went up 6 times, and he said, I don't see nothing. I don't see anything but what we've been seeing for the last 3 years. And the Bible says on the 7th time, the number of completion, he went up and he looked out and he says, I see something rising up from the ocean, something rising up from the sea on the horizon. It's like the fist of a man's hand. And the prophet Elijah said, get ready. Abundance is coming. The sound of abundance is coming. And you got to hearken your spiritual ears to what God is doing, beloved. Get your spiritual ears in tune. I hear the sound of abundance. Don't go by what you see. Don't go by your bank account if you're lacking. Don't go by the amount of bills that you see on your counter today. Don't go by your unemployment status. Don't go by your prolonged vision. Go by the word of God, which says you are above and not beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. He says, I've given you the ability to get wealth. And you may have been born in poverty, but you were born to win. You're going to die with plenty. He says, if you obey my word, you'll spend your days in pleasure and your years with plenty, abundance. Unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. That's the word of God later in the book of Ephesians. God will do more than even what you ask for. But don't miss this second point. We can't quit. We can't fail. We can't give up. Because Paul said, in the ages to come, people will look on our lives and see the grace of God. That's why my wife, when she was a teenage mother, maybe things didn't look good for her as a young woman, sitting in the welfare office. But God had a plan. God had a plan for her, and he took her all the way from the welfare office to Wall Street. Now she's writing books. She's pastoring the great people in the city of Elizabeth. She's helping me raise my children and our grandchildren. She's doing the great work for God because he had a plan for her life. Even me, I celebrated 25 years with the company that I'm with today. Fully vested, got a pretty nice looking portfolio, got a future, got an investment in retirement, money coming, just money, multitudes of streams of income coming into my life. It took a hard work, but God is able to give me now residual income because of my efforts. But people don't realize before I got this career, I was fired and laid off from another job. And I left that place feeling like a failure. I left that place as the man let me go feeling like a loser. I left that place of employment feeling, just feeling lost and feeling abandoned. How am I going to take care of my family? How am I going to make ends meet, pay my mortgage, pay my car note, pay my rent? And years later, I see the hand of God at work still. So it doesn't matter where you start. It matters where you finish. Oh, glory be to God. It's not how you start, but it's how you're going to finish. The race is not giving to the swift, neither to the strong, neither to those who are wiser than you, those who are more gifted than you, those who are more anointed than you, but the race is giving to those who endure. Your challenge is not to give up today. My challenge is not to give up on God today. If you don't quit, you win. Oh, if you don't quit, you win. That is powerful. That is powerful. So if I'm speaking to the backslider today, find yourself back in church on Sunday. If I'm speaking to somebody that you've been discouraged, that you've been feeling down, that you just have lost your way for a season, the Bible says the prodigal son came to himself, came to his senses, got a revelation, and said, wait a minute. My father got it going on. I'm going back home. I know my father has more than enough resources. I'm going to repent. I'm going to apologize. But I know that I deserve better than eating with the pigs in the pig pen. And you know that you probably deserve better than where you are today. You know there's something tugging on your spirit that knows that there's more for you that God has planned for your life. He's showing you that six-figure income. He's showing you that mighty ministry. He's showing you a man that's going to love you faithfully, help you raise those children, a man that's going to shower you and pour out his love to you, a man that's going to show you attention and affection and affirm you in the spirit realm. He's going to send you a woman that's going to respect you and reverence you and submit to you, one that won't tear you down, but one that will stroke your ego and build you up, man of God. He's going to send you a real helpmeet, not somebody that's going to compete with you, not somebody that's envious of you, but he's going to send you somebody that's in your corner. And God is saying to his children, if you hold on during this turbulence, if you hold on as I shake the earth one more time, and what will remain will be blessed. Church, hear God today. You and I were born to win. We are not losers. We were not born to fail. Maybe you dropped out of high school. Maybe you dropped out of college. Maybe you got the pink slip this year or last year. Maybe your business during this recession did not last. You're saying you picked the wrong time to launch your business. God will give you another business. God will give you another opportunity. The book that you wrote, people didn't want to buy your book. You know, honey, I know you're listening, but I remember going to the Harlem Book Fair, and I remember as we tried to launch the book, and I hate to tell the truth, but it is the truth. The church, in so many words, did not receive the book and really did not rally around my wife's first book, which was Nobody's Business. And we got a little discouraged and deflated in the beginning. I was so bold. We was part of this big old church, and I hung a book around my neck, like Flavor Flav used to hang that clock around his neck. And people got a kick out of me, like this crazy fool got his wife's book around his neck in a glass sandwich bag with two in his hand saying, buy Nobody's Business. And we didn't sell a lot of books that day. And people walked right by me, people who I knew, people who I thought loved me, love you. And it was a little discouraging. But we went to the Harlem Book Fair, and it's amazing how God works. I'll never forget, this guy came to the table and wanted my wife's book. And he said, I want to put your book in Walden bookstores, which were located in many malls. And all of a sudden, we sold hundreds of books. Then we sold thousands of books. Somebody better hear God today. Somebody better hear God today. Don't worry about the drip of the faucet. Don't worry that the water's dripping in right now, that the money is dripping in right now. Don't worry that they're dripping into your church and God's showing you a big old established ministry. And one by one, visitors are coming. One by one, slowly but surely. God is saying, glory be to God, if you just hang on and hang in there, your latter days shall be greater than your former days. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it, according to the prophet Isaiah? We need to open up our spiritual eyes and know that we were born to win and know that God still has a plan for our life and he has not changed his mind. And my final point today, the Apostle Paul writes, and he says, God has prepared works in advance for us to do. But he didn't just say works in advance for us to do. He said good works. Oh, glory be to God. He said good works. I remember the rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, good master. That's one of the few times I saw the word good in the Bible. And Jesus even asked him, why do you call me good? And he said, there's only one good, and that's God. And Jesus knew he was God in the flesh. But he was trying to challenge this man thinking, why do you call me good? What is the reason you're calling me good? Is it the miracles I performed in the earth realm? Well, why are you calling me good? And the other time I can think of is when they said, Jesus, what are the greatest two commandments? Or who is my neighbor? Y'all remember that text? Just paraphrasing it. Y'all remember where they said, Jesus said, love the Lord with all your soul, your heart, and your mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And somebody from the audience, I think it was one of the Pharisees, says, well, who is my neighbor? And Jesus had a wonderful parable waiting for him. And he talked about the good Samaritan, that word good again. He said there was a man that was robbed on the road, left for dead, took all his belongings, and they left him for dead. The muggers, the robbers left him to die there in the street. It says a Levite passed by. A Levite passed by the man and passed on the other side, a religious person. Then it said the Pharisee, a priest, came by, passed by on the other side, another church, religious person. And then it says a good Samaritan, glory be to God. Didn't say he had a religious affiliation. Didn't say he had a denomination. Didn't say he had a title. Just said he took the man, put him on his animal, healed up and bandaged up his wounds, took him to a hotel, to an inn, gave the man room and board, paid the housekeeper, and told the man who owned the facility, if he runs up a charge while he's here, I'll pay for it my next time through. Glory be to God. Hear God today. Now, that's a good deed. I know Tyler Perry got a movie out called Good Deeds where he went around doing good deeds because he was a wealthy man. But it's something when you care for people. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And this good Samaritan, Jesus said, you guys go do likewise. Look upon those who are down and out. Look upon those who are locked up in prison. Look at all the people in the ICU ward or the cancer ward, HIV and AIDS, all the people who are hospitalized. If you want to work your prayers, if you want to do ministry, go to a senior citizen building or go to a nursing home. There's so many ministry opportunities in our world, in our land today, but we want to be before thousands. We want to be before hundreds. We want to be before the room. And God is saying, who's going to care about the lost sheep of Israel? Who's going to care about those who nobody else cares about? That's why he said he prepared good works in advance for you. My wife and I heard her talking on a radio show last night, and she gave the testimony of how we started our ministry in our living room. and I was reminded talking to our oldest son. I said, you remember it was me, your mother, your brother, and your sister, us five and no more. And they had to come to church. We came right downstairs and we had church, and I mean we had church. And then the church started growing in our living room. Sister Siobhan started coming, who my wife knew because our kids went to school together. Then she told her mother about the church. Her mother joined the church. My wife's sister Janet started coming with her boyfriend Lee. My brother Rodney started coming, and it started looking like a church. Then we had a guest preacher right there in our living room. Oh, we were radical. We still radical. You got to do stuff out the box. You got to remove your way of thinking. That's why it grieves me that people are disobedient to the call of God on their lives. So many people are afraid to move. They're afraid to do something drastic. They are so afraid to take risk in life. God is pulling on them. God is tugging on them to do something radical, something different. And if it's the voice of God, go ahead and step on the water. Peter said, Jesus, if it's your voice, if it's you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. Peter began to walk on water. He didn't doubt. He didn't say this boat is safer. He didn't say, I know what the other 11 are doing. They stand inside the ship. Peter said, if it's your voice, if you tell me to come, I'm coming. And my wife and I, she preached it the other day. So many people, and I'm just not just saying this to grow a church or saying this to compete with other churches, but so many people who are called to help us do that work in the city of Elizabeth. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And my wife and I have been praying for laborers since the beginning, and we have some faithful people. New Creation, we got some faithful members. We got some people that are devoted and dedicated to the ministry and the work that God has called us to. But my wife and I know that there's many, many more who is called to that local flock and that local assembly. But they continue to walk in disobedience because they want to play it safe. They let fear and doubt and unbelief grip them and rule them. And God is saying to you today, if that's you, you know that God is calling you, not just here in the state of New Jersey, but wherever you are, make a move for God. Well, Pastor Anthony, that sounds good for you and your wife. Y'all moved out on faith, and God is still honoring you 6-7 years later. God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for me, if he did it for my wife, he will do it for you. When she wrote books, And she was used to write a number and put it on her wall. I'm going to sell 1,000 this year. I'm going to sell 500. I'm going to sell 2,000 next year. Guess what? She had a plan. She had a desire. Sometimes we did not meet that goal, but it did not stop us when people said no thank you to the books. It did not stop us when people have left our ministry. It did not stop us sometimes when we look up and don't see what God has promised us. And I'm here to tell you today, through the Apostle Paul and through the Word of God, that you were born to win. You were born to win and not to lose. So as I close out, be encouraged today. I know it is a hard time in which we're living in. In my line of work, I see so many businesses going out of business. I see so many homes having foreclosure paperwork come to their houses. I see so much despair sometimes. Money's acting funny. Change is acting strange. All that's going on, but your source is God. I just preached that the other day, and I needed that because I preached that to myself. My church know, my wife know, I had a car that my wife bought me 16 years ago when we first got married, started getting serious. She bought me an automobile, paid cash for it. It was about $20,000. And that car finally died about 17 years later. Now I'm in the need of an automobile. We need two cars in our family. And I'm just standing on the Word of God and believing God for divine favor that he will get me another car. And if you're out there and you feel led by God to sow that into my life, God bless you. God bless you. But, honey, I'm going to give it back to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You were born to win. I pray that everybody heard the word on today. Listen, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what the circumstances, you have to know that you were born to win. And God has already seated you in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. He has already seated you above your circumstances. You know, people will ask you, how you doing? Oh, I'm going through. Or you might say, I'm under the weather. No, you're not under the weather. You are seated above your circumstances. And you might be going through in the natural, but in the supernatural realm, you have already come through. You've already come out, and God has already seated you above your circumstances. You're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And whatever that situation is, if you could keep your mind and your focus on the big picture, knowing that God is taking you somewhere. You have to hear this on today. If you just keep your hands to the plow, if you keep moving forward, keep pressing, keep praising God, keep believing, then you're going to look around and find out that you have come out on the other side and you have come out victorious. God is bringing you out, and he's bringing you out with the gold medal. Amen. Hallelujah. You're coming out victorious. You were born to win. Try it. Whatever God has given you to do, whatever God has told you to do, just try it. You know, write the book, cut the CD, go into the studio, start that radio show, start that ministry. You might have to even go over to that church that God's telling you to go to. But make sure you're hearing the word of God and not seeking after vainglory. Make sure you're seeking after God's glory and not your glory. What a powerful word, Pastor Anthony. You said if you don't quit, you win. If you don't quit, you win. My God, hallelujah. To God be the glory. That is just so powerful. And I thank God for that word on today. I tell you, I was supposed to minister today. I was supposed to preach today. And I called Pastor Anthony. I said, do you have a word for the church today? And he said, yes, I do. And I said, hallelujah. And even as I was sitting here listening to the word and just receiving the word, my spirit was leaping on the inside of me because I'm encouraged. My God, I pray that somebody is encouraged on today. Listen, whatever work you're doing for the Lord, keep doing it. That's the word. Just keep pressing forward, forgetting those things which are behind, but pressing forward for the prize for which you have been called heavenward in Christ Jesus. You have already won. You just have to see the manifestation of that victory. My God, hallelujah. To God be the glory. I tell you, Pastor Anthony, I'm going to give it back to you and ask you to just begin to pray for those who are here. There are a lot of people here in the virtual sanctuary, a lot of people in the a couple of people in the chat room, but I want you to pray prophetically. Just begin to pray over the lives of those who are assembled here on today.
Amen, amen. As I pray, I thought about something. You know, you wrote a book with Kayla, our daughter Kayla, called Kayla's Day. And in that book, you wrote a chapter, Winners Never Lose. No, quitters never win. And I forgot how it goes, but something like that.
And winners never quit. Quitters never win. And winners never quit.
Amen. And that's why the power of prayer is so important. Because, again, I said 5 minutes of praying this morning just ignited my spirit. And God placed his word in my spirit as I went throughout the day that I shared with you. So as we pray today, know that God told us to pray without ceasing for a reason. There's a supernatural activation that goes on in the spirit realm when our words, especially audibly, hit the atmosphere. So as you listen today, know that God is doing a work in and through your life. There's a purpose. He has not changed his mind about you. And there's a divine assignment on your life. The word said he prepared works in advance. Before the foundation of the world, before creation, he chose you to do particular things. So as I pray, be encouraged to know that God will complete what he started. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are the author and finisher of our faith. So I thank you that he who has begun a good work in us shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Looking to the author and finisher of our faith. God, help us to walk by faith and not by sight today. Help us to know that if any man or woman is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. Old things really have gone away. Behold, all things have become new. So, Lord, we thank you that you continue to pour in new wine. You continue to pour in new oil. Right now, even through this hardship or whatever we're going through, you're giving us a greater anointing. You're giving us more faith and more power in you. You're preparing us for good works in advance, even through the trial that we're going through. The Bible says, call it all joy when you go through fiery trials. The joy of the Lord is still our strength. So I pray right now for your joy to be restored. I pray right now that nothing will be able to remove your praise. I pray right now that you become even a deeper worshiper of God through the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray right now that no weapon, although it's been formed against you, will be able to prosper. And I pray right now that you begin to walk in divine authority. You begin to walk with ability. You begin to move out and dare to do something different for God. So, Lord, we thank you that you strengthen people today. We thank you that you encourage those who are in a bad relationship, that you encourage those who find themselves hating their work of employment. We cover those, Lord, who want to go back and complete their education. We cover those, Lord, and we pray for those listening right now under the sound of my voice who need housing. They need a job. They want to further their career. And right now, God, I say make a way out of no way. I say right now, minister to their spirit, and even in the middle of what they're going through, give them a peace which surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God be with you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that prayer. And for those of you who don't know Jesus, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but have eternal life. And we offer Jesus to you today, that he not only died for your sins, but he was buried in the grave. And on the third day, he got up from that grave with all power in his hand. And that's the Jesus that we as Christians believe on today, knowing that all things are possible through Christ. That's what Pastor Anthony preached today, that you were born to win. And when we are born in Christ, we are born again. And even though our old life may have been a failure, when we say yes to Christ, we are born and birthed into victory. We are born again to win. So we want you to be born to win right along with us. God knew that this day would come when you would have to make a decision for Jesus Christ. We ask you to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior on today. And you simply have to repent of your sins and say, God, I repent of my sins. I receive the word from the preacher that Jesus came and lived and died for me. So, Lord, today I receive Jesus into my heart. I turn my back on my old way of living. And I walk into victory. I walk into the newness of life. I declare that I believe in my heart and I am saved. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you can email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and I'll get you some information about salvation and help you find a church. Again, we invite you here every single Wednesday at noon and every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for prayer. But don't let this be a substitute for your church. Let it help to strengthen you so that you can go back and hold up the arms of your pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. And we invite you to sow. Listen, we need you to sow a seed. into this ministry, our soul, where you have received spiritual nourishment. Share your natural resources as you have received our spiritual resources. And you can do that by going over to our website, and there's a donate button right there on our front page at nccmonline.org. We want to give you an opportunity not just to worship God, not just to praise God, not just to hear a good word, but also to sow into the seed of this good ground, of this ministry, and partner with us. Listen, we're not just asking you to give. We're not begging. We're asking you to sow, to be a partner with us as we spread this gospel around the world. This broadcast is going around the world, not just the United States, but the United States and abroad. And we want you to partner with us financially. Send your seed over through PayPal. You can use your Visa card. You can use your bank debit card and send your seed into this ministry. You can use American Express as long as you pay your bill. Amen. Hallelujah. And also you can send a check over to the church at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. As we pray, I want to pray for those of you who are giving today and those who have already given. Father, we just thank you for the seed that's been sown into this ministry. We thank you that you give seed to the sower. And even as they give and make things happen for your ministry, for your church, God, you will reciprocate and make things happen for their homes and for their houses, oh God. So, Lord, thank you for those who have sown. Thank you for those who have already given. Thank you for the checks that have come in the mail and those that are coming. Thank you for those who have sown through PayPal. And, Lord, I just ask that you bless them abundantly, exceedingly, above all they can think, ask, or imagine. And we just thank you, Father God, for the heart to give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We invite you to come over to 87 First Street tonight for our Bible study, 1 hour of power. And then come on Saturday, we have a baptism service in Hillside, New Jersey. You can find that information on our website or text me at 862-220-2500, and I will give you that information. Also, come on over on Sunday morning. Listen, this is nothing compared to what God wants to do personally, as he has us pray for you, lay hands on you, preach the word right there where you can look at us and see the Holy Ghost working through us. My God, prophesy to you. God wants to do so much, my God, in your life. And he, with the disturbance you're feeling now, God wants to magnify that. He wants to increase that. So we invite you to come over to 87 First Street and be a part of the worship experience there. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you. Pastor Emmy, I give it back to you for the benediction as we go down from this place. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I keep forgetting Pastor Emmy only has an hour to be with us. Pray for him. Pray his strength from the Lord. I give the benediction. Just raise your hands. Father, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to be together. I pray over those who have come. I seal this word upon their lives. And Lord, I just thank you, Father God, for the new thing that you're doing in each and every person's individual's life. Lord, we just thank you that you have empowered each and every person under the sound of my voice. And now to you, my brother, and now to you, my sister, know indeed that you were born to win. Go in peace and serve the Lord. And remember that you got to be prayed up. Pray without ceasing. Amen. So I'm going to pray that song as we leave the sanctuary. Prayed up. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless you.
J-C-S-A.